5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What goes on inside your round bald head is frightening.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, we feel okay today. Mark this down in your diaries, ladies and gentlemen out there. Thursday, 12th of March. What a crazy, crazy day in our lives. Plenty been happening, Joey Montagna.
Yes, good afternoon, Bill. Very good start. You're right. At least we're here at work and yes. We can actually come. None of us caught anything at the moment, yep. So we're okay for the time being, but there's plenty happening in the world, and we're going to fill everyone in a quick little snippet what's been happening around the world with Corona.
Exactly. Mm. Very shortly, got Bridget Duclos coming in. We'll have a chat to Bridge about everything, but I dare say coronavirus will get a run.
Probably.
And Brendan Julian, I've got a question for him later in the show.
You're wondering about this cricket series coming up, aren't you? Nobody even knows about it.
Starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you should just pose that to Brendan Julian, what it's all about.
And we'll close with a joke, a very, very good joke. But first of all, how are you, Rebsy?
Yeah.
What was that?
Where does that come from?
That's when you were singing those ads years ago.
Right. Oh, wow.
Thank you very much. Now, a crazy day it was, or it has been. Well, tell us what's happened today in the world of coronavirus.
Yeah, well, the big news, Bill, for a lot of us that love our basketball, the NBA has been suspended. Temporarily been suspended. It all happened overnight because a Utah Jazz player, Rudy Gobert, they were literally about to run on out on the court. The Utah Jazz versus the Oklahoma Thunder. Rudy Gobert wasn't going to play because he was listed as ill. The club doctor found out literally minutes before the game that it was coronavirus. Yeah. So he's run out onto the court. The crowd were already there and said, we have to call this game off.
The doctor did
because the players had obviously been in contact with Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Sent the crowd away. The announcer said the game's called off. And then off the back of that, the NBA have immediately suspended the rest of the NBA season until further notice.
There were some games that were actually had started.
They'd already started. Yep. So they finished those games.
Righto.
And then from there, no more basketball games until they work out what their next plan of attack is.
Rudy Gobert, is he the one that was a bit smart, Alec?
Yeah.
The other day in a press conference.
2 days ago, he was doing a press conference and he thought it'd be a bit of a smart, Alec, because of the corona scare. He went and touched every microphone and all the cassettes, just pretended, you know, oh, what if I had corona?
Oh.
And now there are a lot of people, a lot of journalists that are very unhappy because now clearly all of them have got to go and get tested and be put in quarantine, including all their families. So it was a pretty bad joke in the end that's turned out pretty ugly.
And some of those journos had phones, their own phones.
Yes.
So,
interesting. Not good. What about you, Bill? What have you seen happening in the world today?
I watched the Matildas play Vietnam last night in Vietnam. No crowd. It's just a weird, and this will happen in the AFL.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about
will.
That.
Right, it's a certainty.
This will happen in the AFL, but no crowd. They were going for a minute and the lights went out. Total darkness, which was weird. But the Aussies won. They won 2-1, so they've go through. They've actually qualified now.
For the Olympics.
For the Olympics.
That won't go ahead anyway.
Well, might now.
I don't think it will.
Wow. Yeah, you're
no
right.
Olympics. So the other big news, the Melbourne Footy Club have relocated their footy program out to Casey Fields. To reduce the risk of catching coronavirus. Of course, we know they're at Amy Park.
Yep.
They've gone out there to try and isolate themselves. And, interesting to see how they go. The women have stayed, though, at Gosh's Paddock.
I see that. They've stayed there, but the boys have gone out to Casey.
Would you be happy to have to drive to Casey?
Well, if that's what you had to do, you had to do. I used to drive to Seaford and there wasn't coronavirus there.
Exactly.
They isolated us in Seaford for no reason.
You know,
so, they can go out to Casey.
A lot of clubs are having their season launched. Geelong have got theirs tomorrow night.
Yep.
And they're just going through some issues there about fans. Do they come up and get players' autographs? Do they put the fans over in one area? Handshaking and all that.
I think they've all made, the most clubs now have just got some rules in place where they're going to try and interact as little as possible with the fans just for the time being.
Yeah.
To make sure we try and contain the spread of coronavirus. We know the players are always very good at that sort of stuff,
Bill,
but I'm tipping there's a fair few of them that actually won't mind for a few days not having to shake hands and sign autographs.
The Grand Prix, the Rolex Grand Prix that we're giving away tickets to, and they're very good there, is still going ahead, but we're still waiting on three team officials on their results, so that will be interesting.
Now, apparently there's a massive backlog of people trying to get tested.
Well, there's that many that are getting tested?
Imagine having to go to the doctors today or tomorrow.
And wait 12 hours.
You've got no chance of getting in.
I know.
Seeing a doctor if you had something wrong with you.
The first celebrity has got corona.
Tom Hawkins.
Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Don't say Tom Hawkins, right?
Sorry, I did think that when I saw
that, you idiot.
Sorry. I didn't read it properly.
Jill sent it through and you go, Tom Hawkins.
Tom Hawkins. Oh, that's massive news. No. And then, it's just Tom Hanks.
It's not Tom Hawkins.
It's just Tom Hanks.
It's Tom Hanks and his wife. They're in Australia filming.
Yeah, on the Gold Coast.
And he's got coronavirus, yes. Yep.
And they're in touch. They went to Channel 9 to do an interview. And that meant several members of Channel 9 staff, including Tracy Grimshaw and David Campbell, have also been sent home to be quarantined.
Which we might pose a question later. What would you do? What would you do if you're sent home?
If I was sent over quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I want to ask Bridget that one too.
Oh, good. Also, the NRL starts tonight.
Yes.
Starts tonight. Thursday night footy. Bulldogs take on Parramatta. You wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know. There's been a bit happening with the Canterbury Bulldogs.
Crikey. That's not good
at all. That's not good.
No.
So, NRL will be underway and they'll have crowds there this weekend.
And do you know one man?
Melbourne Storm play on Sunday, by the way, against Manly.
Yeah, big game against Manly up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they hate each other. Mm-hmm. Do you know one man at the T20 World Cup final?
Oh.
86,000 people there and one man who was sitting in N42.
But you know where he was? Out of all he was in the MCC members of all the places.
So, mate, he's got coronavirus. Yeah. So what happens there?
Well, I would think anyone who was sitting around that area at the MCC on Sunday night should go and make sure they get checked.
Wow. It's just, I can't comprehend.
No, we can't. We did, it's getting more serious. All they're trying to do at the moment, Bill, my understanding, speaking to a doctor this afternoon, they're just trying to slow down and contain it as best they can. Eventually, most people are going to contract it. They just don't want it all to happen at once because if there is a massive influx, how is all these patients going to get treated, especially the elderly that we know it's more a high fatality rate? So they just don't want a massive spike in corona. We want to try and just contain it and hopefully it sort of gradually comes so that they can actually be able to treat everyone and just manage the symptoms. So that's a quick little snapshot.
Bridget up next.
You know how the people use that mic for other shows.
You just coughed all over that mic.
Well, bad luck, Duke or
Rab, do these microphones get washed all the time?
Yeah. It's the rush hour on Triple M.
Our next guest has been Triple M royalty for nearly 30 years.
I used to talk a lot on the radio. Now I only talk every now and then, so I miss talking.
She started her career reading the news on Network 10.
Hello again, Bridget Duclo with Night Watch.
Before eventually finding a home on the M's, working on the cage with our own JB.
I felt like saying it's not about you, Paul. Preta, what's your name?
Whatever.
Now she pops in from time to time to keep these two in check.
Do you think it's weird that my son wants me to throw my keys in the bowl?
Please welcome the top flight, Bridge Duclos.
Ah, yes, indeed. The band is back together, of course, spring break with Joey, Billy and Bridget. And we're back together. Welcome, Bridge.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was a memory I tried to erase. But no, I'm joking. Wasn't that lovely, Joey?
It was
lovely
nice
to see you again.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello, Bill. You're wearing a short today.
I am a short. It's a lovely day. And what have you got on?
I've got a culotte onesie.
A what?
A culotte onesie.
Righto. So if you actually have to go to the toilet, you got to take it all off?
But thankfully I don't go to the toilet anymore because I haven't got any toilet paper, so why would I go to the toilet?
Fair.
Can we just get off my corona for a minute?
My corona.
I am so, we'll get on to that in a minute.
All right, good.
How are you two? Are you good?
Going well. Yeah, good. Yeah, been enjoying the couple of weeks with Bill.
Yeah, no, James, where's he in isolation?
We saw him for about 3 minutes. He just popped in, which was nice of him, and then he's gone again.
Yeah, no, good.
Yeah, he's back Monday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, let's wait and see, will we?
Yes.
Yes.
How have you been, Bridge?
I've been really, really good.
Such
a nice question. Thank you. And I have been good. Often I don't say that.
What do you got for us? Well, radio. We're on radio. What do you brought?
Oh, sorry. I was just having a nice chat.
Just to catch up.
We've been going 3 minutes.
Don't you ever tell me how to do radio because you are the most distracted person.
We're
on radio, Joey.
Yeah.
I want to talk about an experience I had, Bill, if that's okay with you.
An experience?
Uber. Right. Now, I'm a massive Uber user. As I'm sure you both are too, and I make it my business, Joey.
Yeah.
When I'm in an Uber to find out about the person driving, because I, actually find it really interesting. There's some really amazing stories.
Do you
stories
sit in the front or the back?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, so you're in the back?
From the back. Yeah, that from the surprise back me. You start chatting as soon as you jump in.
Position of safety in the yeah back.
Yeah. Start just chatting away?
Well, often, I think they're often from another culture, and I think, well, that's yeah interesting. Yes. I want to learn about yeah and there's some. Do you do this or not? Is it just yeah
no, no, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. It's some really good stories. But I realised, I just assumed that the Uber drivers would want to speak to me. However, I got an Uber the other day and I went, "Hi, where are you from? How are you? Blah, blah, blah." Yeah. He turned the music up.
Oh, no.
So loud.
No.
Yes. So what? I've never been more, it was like a big slap in the face. Really?
Didn't want to talk to Bridget.
He did not want a bar of my conversation, Bill. Now, it could have been a long day, but it was 10 a.m., which made me think,
he
hadn't been on night shift.
No.
He just didn't like the look of me or the sound of me.
Wow. And
so what'd you do?
Well, I gave him a rating of one.
No. Good.
No, I didn't really. But is that rude? When,
yes.
I mean, it's a service industry.
It is.
Yeah.
And that'd be like me being in a shop and someone coming in and me, like, not
turning the music up so don't talk to me. Well, I had an Uber experience the other day where I had an argument with the Uber driver. Ooh. Said Uber driver.
What about?
Well, his third day driving in Geelong and he went a very long way around. I said, mate, no, stop. I know how to get home, actually, because I actually live in Geelong.
I'm the mayor.
I know where I'm going.
Yes.
He said, no, I've got to follow Google Maps. I said, no, you don't. I'm paying you. He goes, you're not paying me. I said, who's paying you? He goes, Uber. I said, I'm paying Uber, and they're paying
where
you.
Where does he think that
so we had
from
this big argument, and he stopped the car and kicked me out.
Oh.
I was out the middle of nowhere.
I got kicked out of a taxi the other day because I said I liked Uber better, and he kicked me out.
Did he really?
Oh. Yeah, he actually said, get out.
Oh.
It was awful. Yeah. Hey, just on that, though. Do they have to follow Google Maps? Because I had exactly the same thing the other day, but I said, can we go my way?
Yeah.
And he actually was happy to, but being new was obviously panicked and thought, I don't know who you are from Bar of Soap, I need to follow the rules.
But he was very smart, Alec. Ooh, geez. And anyway, you put in a complaint and they refund you.
Do they?
They do, yeah.
Because
you've got to go through a bit of rigmarole.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Well, put in a complaint, you've got to type it out and all that.
Because the other thing that's happening a lot lately is it says 3 minutes, then it goes to seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, I wouldn't have accepted had I known it was 7.
You know
seven.
What they're doing? They're dropping off someone.
I know.
They say 3 minutes, but then they've got to drop them off and come back to you.
I know.
So they shouldn't do that.
And I haven't had a minute.
It tells you on the app if they're dropping up someone else.
Yeah, that's right. I know. But it goes, as Bridge said, it goes from three to seven.
When was the last time you got given a mint?
It's been
a while.
Actually, is this rude? I helped myself to a mint the other day because, well, I saw them there and I just presumed they were for us. But
they are.
I presumed they were. I didn't know whether they were his personal collection or whether they were.
If they're in a public area, everything.
It was just
in
the console
so
next
you just
to it.
Dipped in.
So I just took one. Yeah, I took one. He didn't say anything.
Remember, you used to get water and mints and
newspapers. Yeah, they don't do that anymore, do they?
And now what's funny, the big turnaround is I was in a taxi, not the one that kicked me out.
Yeah.
Another one, and he had water and mints.
I know. Yeah. And the taxis are clean and you can.
It's
turn the music up.
They do not turn the music up.
That's what competition's good for. That's why we want competition because for too long the taxi's got a bit too slack.
Yeah.
And they took everything for granted and then
and
a bit of competition come along.
Ubers have got to,
and they sharpened up.
Beautiful.
They've got to stop turning the music up.
Can you hang around, Bridge?
Unless it's Triple M.
Oh, well, exactly. Because we've got a question to pose to you.
Oh, no. Can I have some warning?
No.
Oops.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with Joey, Billy, and for the second time this year, Bridge Duclos twice, and Jim hasn't been once.
Exactly.
I know. So what does that say?
Have you spoken
to
Jim?
I'm a bloody idiot and he's not.
Have you spoken to him?
No, I never speak to him.
No.
Outside hours. I prefer not to.
Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
No,
but
it is serious. There's no doubt.
Have you panic buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
Panic bought, Bill, not panic buyed.
Thanks, Joey. Thank God
you're here.
I haven't panic buyed or panic bought, but now I'm regretting it because I am down to my last two rolls, I think, as I said before, and cannot find it. I've been to three supermarkets today.
Yep.
And even the little ones, I've tried a chemist. I've tried all their sneaky, not sneaky, but there is no toilet paper left.
Well, you know what is a worry for the older people? Because they don't get in to buy. They do a lot of online shopping and there's no toilet paper left.
Yes. Is there none online either?
No.
Someone told me if you ask the man nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a secret stash.
They have a secret stash.
Sure, they really
do.
But I haven't done that
yet. Start crying and Start crying.
What
Bridge.
Was that?
Start crying, Bridge. And just what? Drop a tear. A tear.
No, I'm actually quite concerned about it now because I wish. Did you panic?
Well, I have. Yeah, I've panicked, and I went in there yesterday to the supermarket, and what I sort of cringed. The people that were looking for toilet paper and there were none. They were then buying the tissues, and I just sort of was a bit. Yeah. You know, you sort of get a. Ooh.
Well, the Top Flight uses those wet thingos, wet things, yeah. Which are very bad for the environment due to his own personal issues. However, I found myself buying a pack of them the other day, and it doesn't feel right.
No. Mm.
There was a line at the front of the sorbent factory in Box Hill today.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the factory.
But Rose, here's
you can't buy
here's
from
the
there.
Joke. Well, toilet paper comes from Australia.
No, it's Ballarat.
It's just ridiculous.
Would you go to it would be strange to watch a game of footy without any crowd.
I think it'd be really weird for footballers.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he'd have the same fierce How would you be able to be as competitive without that roar of
not far off because we still play practice matches and train and things where there's no crowd. We've played at the Gold Coast where you might have 5,000 people.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you have. That would be an eerie sort of – it would look visually quite weird to see no one in the background when you're having a shot for goal. But I think the players would still play at a good level.
What about you playing your 200th game or your first game and you run out?
Disappointing.
Ooh, there's a lot turned up for me first game.
Billy, this could go all season. This could be the whole season, potentially. Mm. Imagine.
Surely not.
No, it's not.
It'll sweep through.
It's only just to try and contain the virus from spreading too quickly.
There's so much. I don't know what to make of it.
It'll be 2 weeks. And Bridge, so hence we've got a question for you.
Hence, yes.
Right?
Hence.
What would you do if you were sent home from work for 2 weeks?
And you were isolated at home.
Isolated at home, what would you do?
On my own?
Yes.
All right, have I got a slight bit of warning?
No.
I'll tell you exactly what I'd do.
Yep.
I would turn that into my $1 million way of making money. I would order in all the supplies I needed to make toilet paper. And I would sit there for 2 weeks and I would make toilet paper, roll after roll after roll after roll, and then I'd get everyone to come and I'd hand it out on a stick so I didn't have to touch them because I'm in isolation and I would become a multi-billionaire.
What do you think?
It's a very boring way to spend
But I haven't made my millions yet, Joe.
No, okay.
I'm running out of time. What do you reckon?
No, I haven't thought of that. I thought you might have said do jigsaws or...
I get very bored with myself very quickly.
What about you? Would you study? Do you need to do some study?
I might do a bit of study.
Paint the house?
Well, no, because I live in an apartment. It's new.
Right.
I could paint it with water, I suppose, like I used to make the kids do when they were bored.
We might ask the listeners that, eh? Get some feedback.
On social media.
Yeah, let's do that.
Good one.
Okay. I like that. Hey, how's your footy going? How's your footy training going?
Well, because you wouldn't coach me, I was going to start veterans masters.
I heard Bill told me, but then he said unless you paid him to come down.
Well, he said he wouldn't do it, and then I panicked and thought, because often I'm not scared of trying new things, but I just couldn't cope. So I decided I'm just in decision-making
retirement.
Mode.
Retirement.
What were you worried you couldn't cope with? Well, getting hurt?
I just don't know if I'm my body would be able to cope with something I've never done before.
Yeah.
Most things I've done.
Yeah.
How flat would you be? And I know there's been an issue with women doing their ACLs, playing in the AFLW. Imagine if you went out and played and you'd did your knee or something like that?
And I've never done it. Where the ACL is, but I've never done one. That's all I know. Yeah.
So you're retired and you haven't even started.
Well, at least I can't have bad statistics. On the plus side.
Rich.
On the plus side.
No, it's good. I like it. Yeah, all right.
It's your fault. I was all willing to go, but you rejected me and I'm doing counselling. So I've counselled myself about that rejection. And I'm coping.
And it's a good idea, I reckon, because I didn't want to see you get hurt. Little Bridgie, break an arm.
As if that crossed your mind.
I did. That's
it. No, that's what Bill does worry about the women hurting themselves.
Yeah, I do.
I'm pretty sure he said that.
And I got in trouble. I got in trouble for that.
Joey, I'm worried about is what Bill would do for 14 days in isolation.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
That terrifies me. I'd like to leave now.
JB's back on Monday, I think.
We think he is at 6 p.m. and Bridges
has
gone.
He been listening? Has JB been listening
not
to our show each night?
Second.
Surely he listens to it.
No, he listens to it at the start, so he hasn't heard it yet. Now, Joey, what have you got?
Well, you posed the question. If we had to get isolated for 14 days, which is now becoming more and more common, what would you do? We asked Bridget just before she left.
Oh, come on, Bridget.
Bridget said she'd make toilet paper and make $1 million.
No.
A bit strange.
Yeah, lost us. But luckily, We asked the Rush Hour family on the social media.
Oh, yes, we did on Instagram. Yes.
Instagram. And we've got some fantastic suggestions here, Joey.
Yeah, Colin Patterson. Oh, sucking up to you, Billy. He goes, I'd listen to Billy's jokes over and over. Good on you, please.
Michael Lesage, he'd get on the frothies. And I'm with you there, Mick.
Marty Burke said that he'd listen to the replays of Todd from Barwon Heads ripping into Billy.
I wouldn't. Michael O'Connor, to be sure. He said, I'd have some frothies, some lunch, snooze and frothies and go back to bed.
I don't understand this one,
Maybe
Billy.
You can use the 2 weeks to work on your accents.
Yeah, this is Matt Lauder. I don't understand what he said. He goes, I might beat me bishop. What does that mean?
I just have a also, Shane Hart. Choke the chicken.
Strangle the chicken.
Strangle the chicken.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Come on, Bill. No.
I don't know what they are.
Get your head out of the gutter. Yeah. One more from Daniel Bruner. He said he just watched replays of the 80s and 90s and all the AFL grand finals when footy was at its best,
That's
he reckons.
Right. And I reckon a lot of people will do this with Stephen Wheeler. He'd be playing Xbox and watching Netflix.
All the gamers.
And you could watch series of...
Netflix, you'd get
Sex in the City and
Netflix
and
all the crime documentaries I like, Bill. I'm not sure about Sex in the City.
What would you two do?
Bewitched.
I think we read out a couple of what Bill would do. I think actually they ticked off most of them.
What would you do, Joey?
Well, I'll tell you what, would the races still be on?
Yeah,
oh,
we'd
I'd
be on
study
the
form hard.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to.
Betting responsibly.
Bet responsibly, of course.
But every day you'd have a quaddy.
Yeah, I'd probably do some chores around the house that I've been putting off for a long time. Yeah. It's a bit boring.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'd do? I'd do what you did on the Celebrity Jungle. I'd stop eating, lose weight, and then I'd get and do 1,000 push ups a day, like I was in prison for 2 weeks and just come out buffed.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
You'd come out fat.
I'd keep going into the cupboard. Imagine how many times you'd walk to the cupboard in the fridge and just open it.
You'd have to put a lock on it. You would have to put on a lock.
You would.
Oh mate. I'd watch a bit of porn, I suppose.
That is true.
Yeah.
Don't laugh, Rabs. They're all thinking.
Yeah, Rabs. Don't you laugh. You've got it on there. Turn it off and go to a song or whatever. Come on, Rabs.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with Joey and Billy. And Bill, there's some cricket happening soon.
There is indeed. Australia taking on New Zealand, Joey.
Yes, absolutely. And we're lucky enough to be joined on the phone by Fox cricket experts commentator Brendan Julian. Of course, every game of this Gillette One Day International Series between New Zealand and Australia is live and exclusive, of course, only on Fox Cricket.
Yes, indeed. And BJ, what is this series about?
That's a very good point, Billy. And I'm trying to scratch my head and work out what it's all about as well. Just when you thought the season was over and the footy's just about to kick off, we're just going to throw a little bit more cricket at you. Can't you believe it?
What is the point of it, though, really? Like, why is the reason they've gone away and then come back to Australia and play in this series, and particularly so close to the football season? I mean, the SCG is going to have a pitch in it, and then 12 days later, the Sydney Swans are meant to be running around on that ground.
Yeah, look, mate, you're asking the wrong person. But my take on it would be is based on the contractual obligations, you know, the Cricket Australia signed with the broadcaster, us being one of them, obviously, that, you know, that they have to give us a certain amount of one-day international games. And what stuffed it all up, I reckon, is that Australia went to India in January.
Yeah.
And you dropped three games out of the system and they'd already locked in the South African system. So instead of paying the money back, probably, they'll probably thought, you know what, let's just jam in a couple of one days in at the end of the cricket season when football's starting. And then after this, can you believe it, we've got to go to New Zealand, do three games over there right in the middle of the Super 15 rugby season. It might be painful for the players because I just got the feeling that in South Africa, they dropped those games over there. They looked a bit tired, a bit dejected. They've been travelling all around and, you know, I just think they're probably getting right to the end of maybe needing a break.
It did look like they checked out in South Africa. But just know this, Bill. If they do win all three one-day internationals here, it'll be only the third time Australia has gone undefeated for a whole summer of cricket. They did it back in 2000, 2001, 2009 and 10. So that would be a nice feather in the cap for the Australians to finish off their summer, wouldn't it, BJ?
Well, it would be. I mean, you know, whenever you're representing a country and you're playing a game of cricket or whatever sport it is, you want to win the game. I mean, that would finish it off pretty nicely. And Pakistan and New Zealand over there haven't been the strongest sides as well, I must admit. But one thing I will say about the Kiwis coming over, they're full strength. They've got no injuries in their bowling. So you would expect them to bounce back. They've played really well and beaten India over there at home. So we're expecting you know, I think it'll be a very competitive game. So on that sense, hopefully the cricket will be very good.
Well, you were born in New Zealand, so hence you're favouring them a little bit. Yeah, you are. But two games are in SCG in Sydney and then one in Hobart, so no good for us down here. How old is Ross Taylor? He's been playing for 100 years.
Yeah, I think he's 95.
he's been around.
I know, and you know what? In the last couple of years, he's averaged about 70 in one-day cricket. I mean, he's a guy that I thought he was done and dusted when he got cleaned up in the nets.
Yes.
In the groin, and I thought he was done. But, you know, he sucked it up and got back out there. So, yeah, he's an experienced campaigner, but it seems like he's been on a long time.
And, BJ, I've seen that in this series, Nathan Lyon will join the Fox Cricket commentary team for the opening match on Friday, tomorrow. And I want to ask, off the back of that, which cricketer that's currently playing do you think will transition the best into the media? Because we know a lot of ex-cricketers. Who's the one that you reckon in your time that's currently playing that you think he'll slot beautifully into the media and be great for a number of years?
Well, look, I think Aaron Finch will be pretty good.
Yeah,
I really like the way he helped us out in the Big Bash at the games there. I thought he was very good. I don't know, mate. You know, it all depends on how much the players actually want to do it.
Not Davey Warner?
No.
Look, I think he'll want to do it.
Yeah.
And I think he'll want to have a bit of a chat as well. But, you know, 1 minute, it's different to doing press conferences and sort of rolling out the cliches after cliches than actually adding a little bit as well. No, the only thing sometimes I don't get comfortable with players that are still playing is they don't really, you know, they sort of sit on the fence a bit. You know, if the guy plays a poor shot, he plays a poor shot. Maybe that's what I've got to say. But sometimes, you know, you get a good insight, but sometimes I think we overdo it as well. I mean, there was a couple of games where players were mic'd up that basically commentated the whole game. And, you know, I think sometimes you've got to use it in a certain way that it does give you a bit of insight, but not go overboard with it.
Yep, spot on. And remember, game one tomorrow, Friday, Australia versus New Zealand at the SCG, and you can see that exclusively on Fox Cricket. Thanks for your time, BJ.
Cheers, boys.
Thanks, BJ.
Joey, your second last show with us as well.
Oh, yes, nice. It is indeed. Looking forward to tomorrow's show, Frothy's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Friedman will join us. Good Fridays.
Your girl.
Frothy's Friday, and we can chat races because the All-Star Mile is coming up Saturday. She'll be all over
Who wins that?
I'm going to go Melody Bell, the New Zealander. I just need a little bit of rain, and I think Melody Bell can get over the top of Alligator Blood. But our show, Dead Set Legends, Rabsy Saturday morning, will be live at Caulfield.
Yes.
So I can't wait, Bill. Looking forward to that one. What are you going to do this weekend?
I might go to the Grand Prix. I'm going to go Saturday.
Okay.
Take young Maxie.
I'll make sure I stay away from you Monday.
Well, you won't be here anyway, so
that's
you will.
True.
you got a joke for us?
Been a big show, too. Thanks to Bridget for coming in, and also Brendan Julian about the cricket.
Glad we found out what this series is about.
We did.
All right, Bill, let's do this.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's been a long week, Bill. Everyone's a bit down, a bit flat with this coronavirus. They need something to lift them. Driving in their cars on their way home, give us something.
Well, sorry, guys. But, hey, did you see? This is very relevant, too, which I like this little gag.
Right.
Did you see Tom Hanks is once again stranded on an island with Wilson?
What do you mean with Wilson?
His wife, Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. That's clever.
Yeah,
you'll use that. Hey, all right, then.
So that's your own. You've actually made that up yourself.
Well, I've got another one for you. This has just come in also. Due to panic buying, Woolworths have decided to open a second register. You like that?
No.
My girlfriend asked me if I wanted to get married. I said, sure. She asked me when. I said, when I meet the right person. That went down well.
That's a bit better. Woo!
Sam Plant Belmar. Good on you, Joey.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone, Matt and Ramsey and Jill and Ethan. You are the king of the divan. Quel mérite en passant. Woo!